Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! This is a spoiler alert. If you don't want to know what happened last night on Dancing with the Stars, I'm about to tell you. Season 24 wrapped up. And the final three standing up there, Normani Corday of Fifth Harmony, Rashad Jennings, NFL running back, and David Ross, former Chicago Cubs catcher. Now, it's a long and winding road if you ask me how those two were standing up there with Normani Corday. Okay, it was quite a shock, I must tell you, last week when Simone Biles, the Olympic gymnast, was voted off. I was like, really? Really? And this is an ongoing problem with Dancing with the Stars. But I'm going to tell you here, last night, the season 24 champion, Tom Bergeron, handed the mirror ball to Rashad Jennings. New York Giants running back Rashad Jennings wins it all. Beats out David Ross. Now, I will tell you, when Normani Corday was eliminated, my head nearly exploded watching the TV. Because I was like, I mean, I really expected that this was going to be the point finally that, okay, David Ross and Rashad Jennings are going to go. Now, please, don't misconstrue what I'm saying. This is not about them. They actually turned into really, really, really good dancers. Especially David Ross. When he first started, he was basically everybody's dad at every wedding you've ever been to. But he really did develop into a good dancer. Rashad Jennings, again, tremendous dancer. And he honestly has that advantage that so many NFL players do, I think. I think they're just, a lot of times, they're naturally inclined to dance because they're athletes. And what they do in wide receivers, running backs, and everything. But that being said, you cannot tell me that either Rashad Jennings or David Ross were better than Nancy Kerrigan or Heather Morris or Simone Biles. Those people, how did he and David Ross finish ahead of them? I'm going to tell you how, because honestly, the show is less about dancing and more about fan support. If you get, and especially when you get two athletes, like you get David Ross, much loved in Chicago Cubs nation. And again, Cubs fans, don't hate me. I'm not hating on David Ross. I'm really not. I'm just saying that you get a large enough number of people to vote for you. And it doesn't matter. I'm exaggerating here, but he probably could have tripped all over the place. And the Cubs fans were going to continue to vote for him. Same with Rashad Jennings. He's a New York Giant, New York fan base, rabid. They're going to vote for him. I did the same thing during America's Got Talent. One of the final remaining ones was a Philadelphia Eagle, John Durenbos. My wife and I voted for him. Yeah, we liked his act, but was he the best one there? Probably not. But you know what? You kind of want to stick with your own, with your favorites. And I think that's what happened. I'm not advocating that you should do away with fan voting, but all right, I got to do. Maybe they need to have the judges' votes weigh more than the fan voting. I don't know, because it just becomes more of a popularity contest than it is about dancing. So that's my piece. All right, again, I'm not hating on Rashad Jennings or David Ross. I'm just saying that there were a number of people that were just robbed there this year on Dancing with the Stars. Season 24 is done. They will return in September for season 25. Prepare yourself for perhaps more outrage. Dancing with the Stars.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.